Hello everyone, I'm Big Fish. This is a high-stakes gamble involving trillions of dollars in the future, and the battlefield is right in the palm of your hand. Figure 03 has implanted an Eye of God in its palm, aiming to overwhelm its opponents with superior sensory capabilities, while Musk insists on first principles, refusing to give Optimus any external enhancements. Will extreme sensory capabilities prevail, or will Tesla's minimalist philosophy triumph once again? To uncover the truth, today we'll delve into this hardcore sensory war. Don't miss today's exciting content. Okay, let's go. Today we'll talk about a topic, the battle of cameras on the palm. Unusually, we're not talking about cars, we're talking about hands. Don't rush to look at your own hands yet. First, look at these two images on the screen. The silver one on the left, with its strong mechanical feel, is the familiar Tesla Optimus, Musk's brainchild. The black one on the right, which even looks like it's wearing a high-tech bodysuit, is the hand of the recently popular Figure 03. Can you see the difference? Besides the color difference, the biggest difference between these two hands is in the palm. Figure 03 has an eye in its palm, an embedded camera, while Optimus's palm is smooth and bare. It has nothing there, or rather, it hides all its sensory capabilities in places you can't see. This isn't just a simple design difference. Behind it are two completely different technological approaches, two completely different worldviews, and you could even say it's a high-stakes gamble involving trillions of dollars in the future. On one side is Musk's insistence on first principles, believing that humans can thread a needle without eyes in their palms, so robots don't need them either. On the other side are newcomers like Figure AI and S Robotex, who believe that since we're building robots, why not give them an advantage, allowing them to possess sensory capabilities beyond those of humans. Today, we'll peel back this surface layer, using the most hardcore data and the most fundamental logic to delve into this hardcore sensory war. The most exciting sensory war of 2025. This report will be quite long and dense, but I believe that after watching it, your understanding of humanoid robots will definitely surpass that of the suit-wearing analysts on Wall Street. Buckle up, we're about to begin. Below, I'll provide more in-depth analysis. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. It's the biggest encouragement and support for me. First, let's look at the Eye of God approach, the luxurious material philosophy of Figure 03 and Sande. Let's talk about this hand with eyes. The purpose of Figure 03 is not only to see, but to see through. Let's look at the design of Figure 03. Brothers, this is not as simple as just digging a hole and installing a camera. According to the latest data released by Figure AI, this is a complete palm sensing system. Why do they do this? Imagine you're reaching into the back of a cupboard to grab a bottle of Lao Gan Ma chili sauce. Your eyes, or the head camera, are watching your hand reach in. But the moment your hand actually grasps the bottle, your arm and wrist actually block your vision. This is the so-called occlusion problem. How do humans solve this problem? We rely on the nerves in our fingers, which can feel the shape, temperature, and friction of the bottle. But frankly, the tactile sensors of robots are still far from reaching the human level. So the engineers at Figure 03 came up with a solution. Since they can't feel accurately, they'll get a close-up view. This palm camera gives the robot a microscopic perspective. Data shows that the field of view of this system has increased by 60%, which means that when the palm approaches an object, it can see the relative position between the target object and the fingers with almost no blind spots. Another advantage is extremely low latency. Its frame rate is twice that of the previous generation, and the latency is only 1/4. This is called high-frequency vision in robot control. Motor control, in layman's terms, means that even if you throw a bottle at it, it can see the trajectory of the bottle within milliseconds and adjust the posture of its palm to catch it. And this hand doesn't just have eyes, it also has a sense of touch. The fingertip sensor sensitivity of Figure 03 reaches 3 grams. Brothers, what does 3 grams mean? That's the weight of a single grain of rice. This means it can perceive the tiny vibrations the moment an object is about to slip. Coupled with its high-speed data transmission capabilities, this hand is practically a walking data center. It packages everything it sees and touches and uploads it to the brain in real time, forming a closed loop. This is precisely the philosophy behind Phil's perceptive fish. They don't believe in single sensors. They want to overwhelm uncertainty with massive amounts of data. This is very similar to the LiDAR approach in autonomous driving, where they spare no expense to ensure foolproof operation. Let's look at Saymo. They've taken household chores to the extreme. SDAY Robotex is even more interesting. They didn't even intend to create a humanoid robot. Their M-Robot directly cut off the legs and replaced them with wheels. Why? Because they believe that in a flat home environment, walking on two legs is not only power-consuming and prone to falls, but also scares cats and dogs. Wheels are more stable, more energy efficient, and safer. But their hands are very sophisticated. Although they use a seemingly simple three-finger claw design, somewhat resembling a lobster's claw, this is also the result of careful consideration. The question is a three-finger structure sufficient? Think about it, when you're doing housework at home, washing dishes, folding clothes, picking up toys, 99% of the movements only require pinching and grasping. Five fingers are for playing the piano or showing off. For a dishwashing robot, a five-finger structure only increases the failure rate and has extremely low cost effectiveness. I also need to mention their secret weapon. SD's most powerful asset isn't the robot itself, but the more than 2,000 skill-capturing gloves they've distributed. They didn't confine engineers to laboratories to write code. Instead, they had ordinary people around the world wear gloves and do household chores in their own homes. The data collected was truly real-world data. For example, you habitually shake off excess water after washing a cup. A robot in a laboratory wouldn't do this, but Mo learned this action by studying the movements of these 2,000 people. This is called behavioral replication. Although Sande and Figure's approaches are different, they share one thing in common, They both use additional hardware, specifically the palm-mounted cameras we discussed, to compensate for the shortcomings of AI intelligence. Okay, now that we've talked about this approach, let's look back at Musk's Optimus. If you look closely at Optimus's hand, you'll find it's very clean, even somewhat minimalist, without conspicuous camera openings or complex exposed wiring. Is this because Tesla's technology is inferior? Or is it because Musk is trying to save money? Why doesn't Optimus have a camera in its palm? Those who know Musk know that he has an obsession called first principles. His logic is this. Humans are the most versatile, intelligent beings on this planet, but do human palms have cameras? No. So how do humans perform intricate tasks? We rely on our eyes and proprioception, plus the tactile sensation in our fingertips. Therefore, Musk believes that putting a camera on the palm is cheating, a crutch, and it could very likely cause an engineering nightmare. Have you ever considered that the wrist rotates 360 degrees? If you put a camera in the palm, how would the signal wire run? It would have to pass through that narrow, constantly rotating wrist joint. This not only increases the design difficulty, but more importantly, after millions of bends, the risk of the wire breaking is extremely high. Secondly, there are durability considerations. Hands are used for work. They're used to grip wrenches covered in grease and oil, and to carry rough bricks. If you have a camera in your palm, can you guarantee that it won't be scratched or obstructed by dust? Once the lens is damaged, won't the robot relying on that lens become blind? It's like a robot vacuum cleaner's lens getting dirty and needing manual cleaning. If thousands of robots in a factory require manual inspection, what's the point of automation? Since it doesn't have a lens, how does Optimus ensure dexterity? The answer lies beneath the surface. The back of Tesla Optimus's hand, which Musk calls the most difficult engineering challenge, is even more difficult than building a car. Although it doesn't have the exaggerated 27 degrees of freedom like a human hand, 11 degrees of freedom are enough to cover the use of most tools. The metal finger design is also a very bold approach. Just as human fingers don't have muscles and are controlled by the muscles in the forearm, Optimus hides all the motors in the forearm, using high-strength metal tendons to move the fingers. The advantage of this is that the fingers can be made very thin and light, and the movements are extremely fast. However, the disadvantage is that the control difficulty is extremely high. You need to precisely calculate the elasticity, friction, and fatigue of the tendons. Another advantage of Optimus is its perception and occupancy network. Although it doesn't have eyes, Optimus's brain is powerful enough, inheriting Tesla's occupancy network technology. Simply put, even if my hand blocks my vision, my brain can construct a 3D model in my mind based on the image I saw a second ago. I know the cup is there. And even if I can't see it now, I know its exact location. This is object permanence, a manifestation of high-level intelligence. At this point, everyone should understand that this is not just a matter of whether or not to install a lens, it's about three completely different product philosophies. To summarize, Figure 03 is like an elite special forces soldier. Their philosophy is to pursue the strongest individual capabilities at all costs. Its advantage is that in complex, chaotic, and obstructed environments, its palm-mounted camera can work wonders. He can solve the problem of precise operation down to the last centimeter, but the concern with Fig 03 is that it's expensive and complex, with high maintenance costs. What if the hand camera breaks? What if the millimeter wave transmission is interfered with? Therefore, it's destined to be initially applied only in high-end scenarios. Next, let's look at Saymemo, the home nanny robot. Their philosophy is based on pragmatism. As long as it can wash the dishes cleanly, whether it looks like a human or not is irrelevant. The advantage is that it's cheap. Wheels are much cheaper than legs, and it's also relatively safe. The data obtained through reinforcement learning is also greater. So it's the most likely robot to enter your home kitchen first. However, its drawback is that it can't climb stairs. If your house has multiple floors, then it can only operate on the first floor. Also, the three-finger gripper is definitely not as good as a human hand when handling delicate tasks, such as threading a needle or picking up small objects. Next, let's look at Tesla's Optimus. This is more like an industrial empire. Tesla's philosophy is first principles combined with mass manufacturing. The advantage is that the structure is relatively simple, without extra hand camera circuits, making it suitable for mass production. Like Moi, once its end-to-end neural network training is complete, it will be the lowest cost and most versatile robot. However, Optimus also has drawbacks. The demands on AI are too high. By abandoning hardware add-ons, it must achieve god-level performance in software. If the AI computing power is insufficient or the simulated scenarios are not realistic enough, it will become a clumsy, blind robot. Brothers, let's dig a little deeper. The decisive point in this war may not be in vision, but in touch. Fig 03's data repeatedly mentions a 3-gram pressure sensor. Why 3 grams? Because this is the critical point for slippage. When you pick up an egg, if you use too much force, the egg will break. If you use too little force, the egg will drop. How do humans do it? Our skin can feel the subtle sensation of the egg surface about to slip. Tiny frictional vibrations occur, and Figure 03 attempts to simulate this process with high-sensitivity sensors. But what about Tesla? Tesla's data rarely mentions specific tactile parameters. It focuses more on force control. This means Optimus primarily senses resistance through changes in motor current. This method is sufficient for rough tasks like lifting boxes or using a power drill, but if Optimus were to pick up a delicate piece of tofu or perform surgery on a patient, relying solely on motor current feedback might not be precise enough. This is why Figure added palm cameras and advanced tactile sensors. They might be betting on another thing. Pure vision might not be enough for extremely delicate operations. In robotic manipulation, for those final delicate movements, such as reaching into murky dishwater to retrieve a spoon, how would Optimus handle that with only vision? This is a question Musk must consider. Finally, What does this mean for us tech enthusiasts and investors? If you are a Tesla believer, you should focus on Optimus's mass production speed and price. Musk has said that Optimus's target price is $20,000 to $30,000. If he can really achieve this price, whether the Palm has a camera or not is irrelevant, because this price will be half or even more than half the price of Figure and SD. Therefore, Tesla's bet is on universality and scalability, just like how the Model 3 outperformed other electric cars, not because it had the highest specifications, but because it achieved extreme cost-effectiveness while being practical. And don't forget the AI behind Tesla. If they truly develop a general large model for video to action, Optimus, even with poor vision, can compensate for the image using its brain. If you are more optimistic about Figure or Say, then you are betting on experience and specialization, like how Roomba became a successful robot vacuum cleaner, the next blockbuster household appliance. He doesn't talk to you about ruling the world. He talks to you about washing dishes and household chores. This approach is very precise. Figure might dominate high-end manufacturing, in factories that require extremely high precision and reliability, such as assembling mobile phones and handling hazardous chemicals. Figure 03's Eye of God and Golden Hand will be irreplaceable in these scenarios. Therefore, in the next 3 to 5 years, we may see a clear divergence. In the home environment, wheeled, cute-looking robots with numerous sensors, such as the S model, may enter our lives first, because the home environment is too complex, safety is paramount, and the tolerance for error is low. In the factory environment, Tesla Optimus will spread like a legion on a large scale, because the factory environment is relatively standardized and the tasks are relatively repetitive. This is the best battlefield for minimalist hardware combined with powerful AI to leverage cost advantages. Finally, to summarize, this is not just a competition between a few companies. It's a group of top brains facing the same ultimate problem. These are the different solutions they offer when faced with the challenge of replicating humanity. Whether it's Figure's material intelligence, Tesla's first principles thinking, or 3N's pragmatism, they are all pushing the world to accelerate forward. Perhaps in a few years, when you're old and sitting in a rocking chair, the one handing you a cup of hot tea might be such a robotic hand. At that time, when we look back at this video, we might sigh and realize that the future began with this hand. Finally, as Musk said, he believes that in less than 20 years, work will become a hobby, and Optimus is the most important piece supporting Musk's prediction. Thank you for your valuable time watching my video. Please share your insights in the comments section. If you want to learn more about these areas, please like and subscribe. I'm Dayu. Follow me for more timely and accurate information.